This is KERA News. The financial outlook for the city of Dallas is gloomy. The city faces a shortfall next year that could range from $60 to $100 million. Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax faces some tough decisions. He'll present his budget plan to the city council in August. KERA's Sam Baker talked with him.
Is the city's financial problems all based on the pandemic? Does it all stem from that?
I would say yes. One of our biggest and major revenue sources beyond property taxes is sales tax. When residents and visitors aren't consuming products and or, you know, visiting our retail establishments, that has a specific and direct impact on the city. And so we get 1% of all the sales taxes spent within our boundaries, and that amounts to about $320+ million a year. And so right now that has been very much impacted, and that is the main drag on our revenues. Now, we've had some others around franchise fees and other things, particularly related to telephone and cable utilization, but that was a trend that we had been seeing starting to tail off year over year as more people utilize streaming services, which are not taxed like our landline related types of telecommunication services.
So spending aside, how do you budget your way out of this?
I think we've got to, one, encourage individuals to begin to continue to utilize, with obviously all the necessary health precautions in place, patronizing many of our restaurants and other types of businesses. But we also have to tighten our belt and look for efficiencies and refocus on how we provide and deliver the services that we do, given the current pandemic.
There have already been 472 furloughs or more cuts, layoffs, staff reductions likely?
It is possible. Those decisions have not been made yet. But when you look at, unfortunately, the many men and women that we've had to furlough at this point, they, for the most part, were employees that were providing the services that were not able to open or reacclimate given the COVID pandemic. And so some of that was just because of limitations on some of our facilities, not having the adequate space for social distancing. Some of that was also just the governor's orders, in addition to ours, around what can be open.
News reports have indicated quite a few on the city council are open to the idea of diverting money from the police department to community needs following the demands of all of the protests that we've had. What's being suggested?
You know, several council members, as you indicated, have sent me a memorandum, in some cases a little different depending on their individual thoughts and needs in their district, that range from finding ways to do more human and social services that really get at root causes in the community, whether that's counseling for individuals related to some of the mental health challenges in our community, looking at facilitating counseling for people, particularly around housing needs and options, unemployment and employment counseling. I think reentry related programs in our community, really finding a way to beef up the city's role as well as some of our partners, which includes the county, on how we support people in a social service wraparound effort. And so, I mean, there is a wide range of things that have been talked about beyond policing and the response of our law enforcement. But many of these ideas and thoughts are things that have been lacking in quite a few of our more challenged areas, particularly in Southern Dallas. But there are places outside of Southern Dallas that have the same types of issues and challenges. And so I think the council really wants to explore and have us as staff explore how we can work with partners throughout this community to find ways to push those services and get those services stood up to begin to deal with, again, root causes out in our community.